Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 202. The Accountant, or Deaf on the Spectrum. would kind of be appropriate, I think, for this. Okay, what do we got here? Ben Affleck, bro. Neither of us had seen this.
Right? No, I have not. This one snuck past me. I mean, I know of its existence. I just never watched it.
I know it exists in a world too.
Yeah. It's like it came out of the blue, like, oh, I've never heard of this. So, like, oh yeah, I remember that trailer for that.
What's this guy done? I don't see any directing credits.
He did Warrior. I know that. I like
Gavin
Warrior.
O'Connor. Okay, Miracle, Warrior, The Accountant, and The Way Back. Okay. Ben Affleck, here we go. When did it come out? This is October 14th, 2016. Budget of $44 million. Box office of $155.2 million. So it made more than double. That's pretty good, though. This was theater movie. Okay. So, an autistic child is brought to a commune, I would call it, like a camp for, what the hell do they call it? Neurodivergent disabilities, autism, fragile X. I got some other things they'll help you out with there. He's brought there by his hard ass dad and mom, and he's there with his brother too. And, you know, he's doing some things, blowing on his fingers, and you can tell they're having trouble dealing with him. And the guy's talking about, we have a sensory deprivation rooms, and we can calm him down, and he can live a pretty normal life. And then the dad is like, we don't want him deprived of sensories.
Fuck that.
If anything, we want to bombard him with them.
Yeah.
He doesn't live in a sensory-free world. This little fucking bubble. And then he's about to finish this puzzle, and he can't find the last piece. And so he starts freaking out, and there's a deaf... I don't know if she was deaf at this point. Or she's not deaf at all. I don't know if she was mute at this point. She's... maybe. There's a girl. She's bobbing her head, doing some things, right? Because Affleck's character is like, oh, the piece, I got to finish it.
Yeah.
Going nuts. And she picks up the piece on the ground and hands it to him. Oh, thank you. Puts the piece in. it's better. That's all I needed. And then we realize he's been doing the puzzle with the back of the puzzle. It's all gray. And then it's Muhammad Ali on the famous photo on the other side. So that was interesting. And then where did we go from there? We went to a death?
I think we cut to him at his job. He's like helping these farmers with their taxes. We're helping the wife because she has like a side business, and he's like trying to help them like maybe like get through the system of, you know, how do you do your tax returns as a small business?
Yeah, I think it cut it to like a house with people getting shot first.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But it didn't really matter because it didn't show any face. It was all in shadows and stuff, and it's just, I don't know. It was just kind of just throwing in some hellacious foreboding.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Max Payne there. The streets ran red.
And someone's chasing into the scene. We don't know who. It's from a POV. We don't know. And running through the aftermath, looking at all these dead bodies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, he's helping them. And we realize it's the kid. He's a little off. And he's grown up, and he's an accountant now, and he helps uncook books. Fucked up books. He'll redo your books. Okay? Yeah. Mostly for drug dealers and fucking terrible people. Like, bad people. Oh, yeah, and he'll also kill a motherfucker or two for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't think he says he's a hitman, but I don't think he was ever... It's never expressly said that he was hired to kill anybody. He just does it.
Yeah.
Throughout his life. So he's not a hitman. Hitman gets paid.
No. When
this
you
guy
piss him off, he'll murder some people.
he's literally just an accountant
Yeah.
who happens to kill people. He's not a hitman. Those are two different things. So he they don't really have much to pay him with, and he's like, well, what? I can't remember if they said it. They probably said it. Like, well, we don't have much to offer. What do you have? And he's very, straight faced and. Well, I got a property. You gotta like fishing? I hate fishing. I don't like fish. Well, what do you do? I shoot.
I like to
Oh, you
shoot, yeah.
shoot? You shoot? Yeah, I got lots of land, lots of property. And then I think I don't remember the timeline, but they cut to him practicing shooting on the property, and they're like looking at him out through the window. This is your feller's kind of strange. He look at you ever seen anybody hit a target out from 1.2 miles? I don't
Yeah.
think so.
Gotta
He's
be a
like,
mile. I'm like, I don't know if
and
that's a mile, but it didn't look like one.
it's like a little melons
Yeah, cantaloupes or something.
with the different expressions, kind of like from a hospital, the different expressions of pain, because he's like learned expressions that way because he can't figure it out, like. Anyways,
Or
yeah, and he
like the
has like
how are
one.
you feeling faces, and they're like on a scale of 1 to 2.
And what is he has like that 50 caliber like Halo fucking sniper rifle that he shoots from his shoulder a couple times in the movie. Just that is definitely supposed to be like held on the ground and shit.
Oh yeah.
But anyways, he blasts all three of them. Holy shit! Wow! Fucker's good.
He does like to shoot.
Damn dummy! Look at him, quiet boy. Then we cut to what else we got? Do we get to J.K. Simmons's part yet, or is,
Yeah, that's somewhere in the beginning with the he brings that woman in, that
yeah, brings that
agent
woman in.
in.
Hey, what's your name? She's like an accountant, or no, she's a analyst at the what the fuck do they work for?
Like
Something dumb.
treasury, the
Yeah, the
something
Treasury
treasury
Department.
department,
Like, what the
yeah.
fuck do they have to do with any of this? We're the Treasury Department. Finds out she's been lying to him. She's got a juvenile case. You were in juvenile hall. And it's like, you were a foster care till you're 18. Attempted to murder your foster parents, didn't you? Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. It's like those records are sealed. It's attempted murder.
Yeah. I was like kind of laughing this scene because there's some exposition. Like one of the first things he says is he starts going like he starts naming off all of her credentials, like, oh, you were born here, you went to this school. And I started to think like, dude, can you imagine like where you work right now, us, like going and your manager, asked you in, they're like, Brian, you were born at Cadillac Hospital and then you went on to go to Richland Heights and like just lays it all off just to give you a promotion. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just a weird way to like give the audience, who she is. I don't know, it just seemed weird to me. Like that would never happen.
I think it makes sense. They're in a government agency that's super like top secret, right? That
Yeah.
happens in FBI movies. Like they're trying to just instill into her that I know everything about you.
Right.
And
I
like
guess that's fair.
it's easy to look up in our line of work, and if you were to lie to me, I very easily will know if it's a lie. I think
Yeah.
that's what we're establishing. But conveniently also establishing her history to the audience. So it works. And then yeah, she starts crying, which I thought was kind of a bitch move. I mean, you've made it this far. You did attempted murder. You made it to like a pretty high government official job, and the first person that calls you on it, you're gonna start crying. There's no crying in Treasury. Like, buckle up, ma'am, and figure it out. You made it this far. You're not a crier who just breaks down, and then at their problems. You could figure this out. So I thought that was a little weird. I didn't think someone that could do all that that'd be too in character for them. I think it would take a little bit more to break them than
Yeah,
just
I
some.
assume it's because she thinks she's about to get canned, like her career is over. That's kind of how but still, yeah. Cry outside when you leave the office. Go to your car and cry.
So, but yeah, for some reason he just wants her to help him on a case.
Yeah, I'm
And
gonna
this
retire
case,
in 6 months. I need you to help me pull in a win on this one.
I still gotta, I got a loose thread.
Yeah.
I need it tied up but within 6 months.
That's not a lot of time, sir, to be honest with
The bow tie, how long have you been working on it? 15 and a half years. Now, I think he said he's been working on it 10 years, right?
Yeah.
10 years ago, we first encountered this suspect. And it's like, it's a flashback to him. I don't even know if this is when they show it, but this is how he got involved. Like, oh, yeah, he gives her pictures, right? And he's like, who the fuck is this guy? He's in all these pictures. Look at
Oh yeah, his
Don
head's
Juan.
always obscure. Yeah, it's always obscure.
Don Juan Delanuch. Big Frankie Two Time. Crustacean Al. He's like all these big wigs. And who's this guy? He's in every photo. He's always like, yeah, obscure. Looking down like he happened to know exactly where every camera is. Yeah, so we'll get back to that because I don't. It jumps between like three storyline threads, right?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this movie. It's hard to
Yeah.
keep track.
So Ben Affleck is hired to clean the books of some robotics company owned and founded by, what the hell's that actor's name?
John Lithgow.
Ooh, yeah, John Lithgow is
Third
Die Hard too.
rock from the sun.
Yeah. What the hell was he? Yeah, he was a bad guy in Dexter. He was a bad guy in something else.
All I
Anyways.
remember is a VHS cover. I think it's called Raising Kane. That had like a negative. Like there's like a split down his face. I don't know if you remember this VHS cover, but it's John Lithgow's face. Like one side's a negative, the other side is Raising Kane. Ooh, what's that?
No, I don't remember that.
I
It's
always
about the
saw
chick. It's about the chicken shop.
that.
Yeah, hires him to fix the books because some young accountant, played by, what the hell's that girl's name? Kendra.
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick found a discrepancy in some of the numbers and brought it up to her bosses. I found a discrepancy. She's singing it and, you know, it's High School Musical or whatever the fuck
Yeah,
she's from.
pitch perfect, I think.
Yeah. Ah! Wow, that was perfect. She's always has her mouth open. She's one of them. Yeah, she's okay in this. She's pretty good. I don't ever see her in serious kind of movies really. So that was kind of strange. It's like, oh, she's in this. She's not
Yeah.
singing. And so he starts getting to work. It's pretty funny, a hit scene with him and the CFO. He's like, I'm gonna need 10 years of the backlogs, everything, bank statements, receipts. And he's sitting across from him, and then he's like, that's ridiculous. Or he says something bullshit. And he's like, how long have you been the CFO here? 15 years. I'm gonna need 15 years worth.
Hey, pal.
You got a lot of nerve saying that in front of me. Sir, I'm here to find the truth. There's some shit. And yeah, he goes in that room and he has like, what is it? He has like seven black markers and seven red markers, like dry erase. And you're like, huh, what are these? Why does he have all these? And then he's got all the material laid out and he starts fucking putting down the years and the numbers, and he's crunching them, and he's Rain Man in this shit. He's like, man, the 27 to the 25. Just looking at it and writing it down, and then he ran out of the black markers,
Yeah, just throw
throws it in the trash. He's like, oh shit, he's gonna go through a shit ton of
Yeah.
markers,
I
and we
was
all
like, I don't think he
know,
went through that marker. That was way
and we all know those markers last a while. So this is establishing this is a lot of writing. Maybe one marker, but fucking seven, dude. I don't think anyone has ever gone through seven markers at any point in the history of the United States. Ever. I don't give a fuck if you're a marker factory, you haven't gone through seven markers. That's crazy talk,
that
dude.
was ridiculous.
Fucking daycares where they color every day, go through one marker
Yeah.
a year. You know? Jesus. Yeah, and he's fucking going nuts. So then Anna Kendrick's character comes in and wow, look at that. just amazed by him. And she's starting to figure out he's a little strange because she tried to eat lunch with him and he's like weird, said some weird shit, and I was joking. You know, tried to play it off. She saw the dent on his thermos can, which will be explained later. He still has. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I found some discrepancies. Look at these numbers. And he's really excited to explain it to someone that he thinks will understand because she kind of found the problem originally. But she doesn't quite understand. And he's trying to get her to understand the discrepancies. I mean, she's like, I looked at 1 year's worth of numbers. Took me months. You did,
15
what'd he
years
say?
and 24 hours or whatever. Like,
Overnight?
goddamn. You fucking freak.
I had seven markers. So, yeah, and he's like, see, look, somebody's taking the money out, yada, yada, yada. They're putting the money in and all this other shit. Why would somebody steal money just to put it in? And he's like, look, these fake deposits, the second number's always a three. People that use fake numbers tend to have tells, like a three. It's like, I was like, okay, I'm not following. But it's pretty good. Anyways, the CFO gets visited by some hitmen, actual hitmen. And, oh yeah, gets
John
by Baron,
Bernthal.
Baron Bernthal. And yeah, he's pretty good in this.
He's
He's
always
always
good. I love that guy.
like a crazy killer on everything he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's gonna kill him, and he's a nice killer. He's like, hey, you know, I was hired to do this, and I have to do this. But we can do this two different ways, my friend. He's sitting there with a slice of key lime pie, I think. And he's got two fucking bottles of fucking insulin, dude. Which is unnecessary. Really, one bottle would have been fine. You don't, it, you know, you don't need that much to kill someone. So he's like, you know, we can inject this insulin in this pie, or I think that was his proposal, and you can eat it, and you can die that way, and I think it'll be fairly quick. And then your wife will get the insurance money, a lot of insurance money, or you know, I could plug two of these in your fucking head. And we can have her deal with that poor.
I'll
you know,
go
it's up to
ravage your
you.
wife or something like
And
that.
you know, I get paid either way. It's up to you. I'm just trying to help you out, man. What do you want to do about it? It's like, and then we go back to John Lithgow. My friend committed suicide. He knows exactly how much insulin it takes. He's been a diabetic his whole life. This is because of you, accountant. Blames the accountant. Like, you hired me to fucking look at these numbers, dude. Yeah. I didn't want you to look so deep. Oh, God. Now he's gone. And then Anna Kendrick, do you really think that we're the reason he killed himself? Possibly.
I
That we're. Oh, yeah. Do you. I get what he said, something weird. Like, I don't guess. I don't know. Something.
Oh, he's like I'm.
So.
He's also like I'm. My work's not done. I'm like, what do you? What else do you have to
Oh,
do? What
yeah.
was fucking? I thought you were done. What do you mean you're not done? Keeps like
Not
freaking. I'm not done.
finished.
I'm not done.
Yeah.
He's like freaking out.
Because he's got to finish everything. Oh, yeah. So he goes back home. He's been fired from this job. And he has these rituals at home. He puts on a strobe light and listens to like fucking death metal to fucking calm down. And to fucking these scenes will, especially the last one where it's more intense, that shit will give you a little bit of anxiety, bro. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck is up with this? This is awkward. I hope the scene is over soon. Yeah, and he like rolls his fucking shin bones with a giant piece of wood to make them harder, and so they'll scar over and heal. And it's said by And then there's cutting to the J.J. Simmons character, and he's talking about how he got on this case. I can't remember. He was just following like some mob family, right? It was surveillance on them, right? And he heard some shit and went in there because he's like, I didn't even recognize his voice. I never heard fear in his voice before. And it's this guy. He came in there and killed nine of them, all in the head, one shot. Two of them he killed by kicking them one time. And it's like, and you realize he's been hardening his fucking shins to just fucking kick the fuck out of people. It's
Oh, God.
And then he puts him up, and Affleck's got him at gunpoint. This is 10 years ago, and he's like, "Who do you work for? Secretary of Treasury? I'm an agent at the.
Yeah, are you a
I'm
good
an."
one? Not really.
Nah, not particularly. But I'm a father. I'm a good father. I did that well, okay? I'm gonna fuck up the rest of my life, but I was a good dad. Tell my kids I love them. And he just leaves him alone. And he's forever perplexed by that. And I think he gets a call from, like, they don't even go into this character very much at all, but
Oh,
Ben
his
Affleck's like,
handler? Yeah.
handler, yeah, talks to him, hello, Mr. Christmas. It's like, I'm the handler of the accountant. Remember him? And I don't know what the fuck she does, makes appointments and shit, and sets up him to be able to travel and leave town. And he's got like a hidden slipstream trailer he can bounce, and he's got gold and different countries' money he could just take off with. And he doesn't even have just have money; he has very valuable things he can use. And he has like Superman number one in the drawer, and he puts that in his backpack when he's like about to leave. He's like,
I was like, what the
it's
fuck?
like. Money's only good so many places. But everybody wants Superman one.
Oh, and he's got a Luke Skywalker lightsaber signed by, I don't know if it was Mark Hamill or George Lucas. When it first shows that, because they don't explain it, it shows the Superman, the lightsaber. I'm like, what the fuck? He has all these paintings. Maybe he's a collector. Maybe he's an avid collector. Who knows? And
He's
then
such
you
a jerk.
understand what it's like, why he has them. But at
Yeah,
first, like,
it's
what the
just
fuck?
valuable shit. Is that an original Pollock hanging above his bed? Yeah, when she finds the trailer, that was a pretty good scene. Did you live here? No, I don't live here. It's a storage shed. That'd be weird.
That's my safe house.
What is this? It's a Slipstream, 1967. 37.4 foot. Perfect size for one person. So somehow that J.K. Simmons is kind of working with him, right? Or at least not getting in his way. Is that how it's going? And I
He's
think
kind
he's
of like
kind of reaping.
protecting him in a way, more or less, which is why he brings her on, the agent on, so that when he retires, someone else can hand, he's handing the torch over to her and make sure that she, like, this seemed like a whole test to her, this whole movie, to see if she's going to be cool in the end to kind of do what he's doing. That's kind of how I took it.
You're
You
cool,
cool?
right? Yeah, and he's a killer. Yeah, but it's like he didn't really have an excuse why it was okay. Anyways, there's so much going on. I'm trying to wrap this up.
They're like there's a hit on, like, we had to talk about that fight scene at the fucking at the farm when when he takes the moment you're talking
Oh
about, when he shoots
yeah.
from the hip and he gets into a hand in hand, he takes his
So
belt off.
they find out about the accountant from killing that guy with the key lime pie death. And then they go down to the I don't know how they would get why they would go there. Like he helped those guys with like their personal finances a little bit, and they choose to go there. I have no clue. Maybe they know he shoots there. I mean,
Yeah,
it's a
who
very,
knows?
I don't know. It's a loosey
Wishy-washy.
goo little loosey goosey that they would think he would go there, but they're there. And they show up and go outside and call his name. He's not gonna hear me. He's over a mile away. That's how far he shoots. She yells at him, "Hey!" Head blows up. What the fuck? Yeah, and you see him just blasting through the house. Oh, it's so good. And then like they get in the that this is like the what I saw like a little bit on Netflix and made me want to see it. Like how that just you leave it on something, it'll start playing a little clip.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks pretty good. And he's like running after the truck, pulling the guy out the back. And he's just this like autistic savant at fighting. The guy is like has to square off with him, the big dude one on one. He pulls out a knife. He just pulls out his belt, fucking whips his fucking head.
I love that when he hits him the first time, the guy literally goes, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, he
what
starts
the fuck?
wrapping him up and what the fuck, man? Fight fair, man.
That was so good.
Get a fucking knife or something, dude. This is fucked up,
oh,
man. A belt, god damn,
that was so
this
funny.
big ass buckle on it. What the ow, fuck.
The fuck,
are you fucking with me, man? you just whipped me with a fucking belt. Jesus tits. Yeah, it just whoops his ass, dude. It's really
oh
cool.
God.
And it's some weird fucking style of martial art. I forgot, I read on the Wikipedia like what they use. It's something, and it's kind of cool looking. It might be what the Israeli fighting force or whatever, those Krav Maga type shit.
Yeah.
But come to find out, his dad fucking trained the shit out of him after he couldn't figure out what to do with his autistic son. So he's like, I'm going to channel this and make him like a killing machine. I was like, what? And he's like, I think his mom left the family because of it early on, and she's leaving, and the little brother's watching, and the kid's freaking out. He's breaking the precious moment dolls and all this shit. And the little brother fucking flips her off out the window. Fuck you, Mom!
Kick rocks.
I blame you for my success! Bitch! yeah, so it's like, it insinuates they're in like Indonesia or China or something, like training with an Asian guy, and he's just beating the shit out of his two kids.
Yeah.
And he's just like, got a newspaper. Yeah, keep going! She's this adult beating up these two kids, and he's like, they are done, sir. Tomorrow is another day. It's like, do not push them. No, you will fucking push them. It's my job as a father to know the limits of my son, and I have to peel away those layers. It's my job to know. It's your job to peel. Keep peeling. Starts whooping his ass again. Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah, and so that's how he fucking learned to fight so crazy, I guess.
Yeah.
This is interesting. And then later, they show some clips of some man in jail talking to Ben Affleck in prison. And he's like teaching him how to read people, and like he's teaching him more of the what they would have taught him at that autistic like place, right? He's like emotional cues, and he's helping him with that kind of stuff. So he's like, so what do you think this would be? And playing a scenario, you're angry. Yeah, that's right, I'm angry. And I thought that was his father at first, like aged up or something. I was like, oh, was he in prison with his dad? And then I was like, okay, no, that's not his dad. Because we find out Affleck and his dad go to a fucking funeral, and you're like, what the fuck are we here now? When does this happen in the timeline? There's just so many timelines going on. Okay, and it's his mom who remarried some other guy, and now they're at the funeral for some fucking reason. Like, who cares? You haven't seen her. Why are you gonna go to the funeral? And dad talks to the new dad, or the mom's new husband, and they get in a little bit of an altercation, right? And then the big brawl. Affleck just had a, you know, standing there with a straight face, starts fucking socking everybody in the fucking face. Like, oh, oh, oh! And then someone pulls a gun on Affleck, right?
Yeah.
Shoots him, but dad steps in the way of the bullet. And then they get arrested. Well, Affleck gets arrested, dad dies. And then that's how he goes into prison and meets that guy. And who was that guy?
He was the guy who ran the books for the Gambino family. And I'm trying to remember the chain of events here. So the Gambino family was supposed to kill him, and the guy failed. And so the guy went to prison, became an informant. And then the cops let him go free. And because they let him go free, the Gambino family came back and they actually killed him, which set Ben Affleck off. He escaped from prison. They just say in dialogue, he escaped through the
Oh
third
yeah.
floor window or something. Like, okay.
He freaked out, hit a guard with a thermos, shattered his skull. He kept the thermos. Sick
Oh my God.
bastard.
So yeah, that leads Ben Affleck to go kill the Gambino family, which is, you know, the start of the movie where we come into that scene where everyone's dying, the moment where he puts the gun to J.K. Simmons' heads. So then all the pieces starting to fit.
Yeah, isn't his brother the one who's like there killing the informant? You only get a silhouette, but I'm thinking that was Barenthal, because he's a hired killer.
Could be.
Is
I
that what
don't
you?
remember.
That's what I was getting from that. So I was like, is it? Huh? Is there gonna be some conflict between Barenthal? Because you know. Barenthal is somehow involved because how is he involved? Oh yeah, because he's trying to kill him, and he's like, "Who the fuck is this? Has he killed all of them? You kidding me? I'll take care of the accountant myself." And then they have this big conflict. I think he's following him on the streets one day, and right, Barenthal pops a couple. That was
Yeah,
pretty
he's
cool.
the accountant, but Affleck is going to the not the CFO, John Lithgow's sister who runs the company. They somehow find out she's involved in the money embezzlement, so he shows up at her house, and Barnthal's leaving her house, and then yeah, a little shootout happens. Pew pew.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was all really pretty interesting stuff and pretty cool stuff and intertwining timelines and things you're finding out throughout the movie. That's always fun. I always like a good like two characters doing things or three characters, and then somehow you're finding out how it all plays together. It's very much a puzzle piece,
Do you like
like the beginning.
puzzles? Yeah.
Yeah. So fuck. Finds out that Lithgow's behind all this. Right?
Yeah.
I think he had his partner killed or something like that, and they were going to bring the company public and make a bunch of money. He thinks it's okay because he helps a lot of people. It's like, who do you help, Affleck? You don't help shit. And it's like, you're going to kill that little Anna Kendrick too? Who does she fucking help? I feel prosthetic arms, god damn it. And so he hired the Barenthal character, and then I think, yeah, they're fighting at the house. Is it that his mansion? That's the really cool fight scene.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's just
It's
taking
like
out motherfuckers left and right.
just all sorts of people, dude, kicking people with one kick. And I love the headshots. So it was like shoot someone in the head, but it's like three times or something.
It's very
Really cool
John Wick
stuff.
inspired for sure.
Yeah.
I got a lot of John Wick vibes.
And he finally gets up in there and then realizes that the motherfucker, Barenthal, is his little brother that was there the whole time. And he's like, what the fuck? And so I guess he hasn't seen him in 10 years. So since all this started, since the craziness started. But it's got to be longer than that because he was in prison. It's got to be. So what, were you visiting him in prison? It's like, why didn't you go? You went to the funeral? Fucking, why didn't you call me, not dad? I was always there for, I always had your back. And he starts fighting him. Affleck doesn't want to fight him. He's like, come on, fight me back, you fucking. He calls him something, you fucking weirdo. And that kind of triggers him, and he fucking starts whooping his ass. Oh, you want some of this Seagal shit? It's funny. Barenthal's like, damn, he's better than I remember. And so then they kind of have their own conflict, and then Lithgow kind of just walks in on them, and like, right? And he's like, "Hey guys, it's gonna be over soon." And I can't remember what Lithgow says to get that little moment. Right? He just says, ah, fuck, what was
I
it?
think
You
it's what I
remember?
think it's what you were saying earlier, that he was like, you know, you're gonna kill me. I'm the one who's helping people. I'm the one that's doing this. You're not doing shit. And I think that's when he starts doing his little speech, his little spiel.
Yeah, and it's like, what do you think you, something like, do you think you matter, or do you think it fucking matters? And fucking, yes. Shot him in
Yeah.
the head. Berenthal's like, oh, dude. You mean, I thought it was going to be a little more climactic than
Yeah, we were actually laughing in
that.
that scene because he shoots him, and then it cuts back to Bernthal, and he's like, "I miss you, brother." And they start having a conversation. I was like, "The killing never happened. Like it was nothing." And we were laughing so hard. Like, did they not acknowledge he just fucking killed that guy?
Yeah, right. And then and I think the end is him having to move away again, right?
Yeah.
And I think we established that officer take that guy's place, right? With the phone call girl, and Anna Kendrick is kind of perplexed and knows some of this stuff. And I don't know what she wants to do, thank him or see him again or something.
Yeah.
Tries looking for him.
Yeah, she goes to the shed, right? And it's empty. The trailer's gone. Yeah.
And then she goes back to her house, and they talk about dogs playing poker at some point.
Yeah.
And like I like that. That's comical because dogs don't like to bet.
Yeah.
Dogs don't bet on anything. And so I think there's a photo as a gift. I don't even think there's any message on it. She just knows. Oh.
Yeah, just a big ass painting of the dogs playing poker. Yeah.
And then she's touching it, and you think, oh, well, there's going to be money in it or some shit. And she rips it. No, it's a fucking the original Pollock painting. She's like, oh. I thought you'd like this.
Dude, she's smarter than me. If someone gave me that a gift, I would never know. I would never. I would have put it up on the wall. Never would have, like, because you cut to like the close up, and it doesn't really look like there's something behind it. But then she starts peeling away. I'm like, dude, I never would have fucking known at the whole
Yeah.
thing.
It's just gonna ruin the painting. You...
Yeah. It's a
There's
nice
nothing under
poker.
there. There's nothing under there. Who cares? Well, we're gonna check. Yeah. And then he's driving away in his truck. Did. I
Oh,
thought it
then
was really.
we got the reveal of the fucking woman at the end with the computer. I was like, "What? All right." The autistic girl that helped him in the beginning, she's
Oh
the computer.
yeah.
I was like, "All right, I guess
I
I'll
didn't
go with
even put
that."
that together until no, I didn't. I didn't think about that till now. She's the fucking handler? That
She's the
was the
handler.
voice from the computer, huh? Oh shit. Yeah, somebody's like donating money. Oh yeah, we do find out that what do you mean? He fucking does all this and kills these people and works with these terrible people for no money? He pretty much donates everything he makes? Yeah. And he's been donating it to the autism like place from his
Yeah.
childhood that didn't even help him because he got taken out immediately. I don't know. He just liked the message. He thought about it. And the same girl that gave him the puzzle piece, like one of the dads is exploring. Oh my God, look at that computer. That's an X12. What? Water cooled, 12 core. RTX 490. Nice.
I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know. It's donated. Who's it donated by? Somebody rich? I don't know. Is that a good computer? She could hack in the back door of the Pentagon with that thing, which she's been doing.
Oh
And
shit.
yeah, then it shows, yeah, just donations, and it shows a picture of the F, like a picture they happened to take the one day Ben Affleck was at that place of
Yeah.
him and the girl hung up there. Yeah. And then yeah, you hear her voice, which is the same as the phone, I guess. It's like, what'd she say? Hey, hot stuff, wanna chat? Some shit like that. Which is a weird thing to say to a kid that you're trying to chat with. But yeah, that was pretty interesting. I liked it. I thought it was really interesting. Cool. It kind of it kept me going the whole length. It was 2 hours, like 7 minutes. I was pretty invested. And it wasn't all action. A lot of it was suspense and like drama. which was pretty cool. I thought the characters were pretty good. I think it's been criticized for a little bit of the portrayal of autism in it, but I didn't mind it. I mean, autism is a spectrum for, I've never seen two people with autism that act the same.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck, how you're supposed to portray autism on screen. It's so wildly varying. So I didn't have a problem. It didn't seem,
Yeah, I didn't find it
I don't,
offensive. I'm just like, yeah,
yeah, I didn't
the
find it.
characters, yeah.
I mean, he's a badass. So, I mean,
Yeah.
it works out. Yeah, I thought Ben Affleck was great. Bernthal was great. Lithgow, fucking all these guys were pretty fucking good. The guy who was in the prison, the mob informant. Yeah, I really enjoyed it and thought it was a pretty fucking cool movie and surprised I hadn't watched it till now. I 7.7.
Damn.
I thought it
Damn.
was really good. I liked the whole fucking thing.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not too hyped on it as much as you are. I don't know, it was okay. I didn't find it as thrilling as maybe you did. It just jumps all over the place. It's fucking kind of convoluted. But yeah, some of the action is really, really well done. I think there's a shootout when he's trying to protect Anna Kendrick, which was really fun. Yeah, so a lot of the action's really well done and but I don't know. It didn't really capture me. But I will say, a movie always, no matter what I come into, a movie always gets an extra point if Jon Bernthal's in it because I love that. The moment I see him, like, cool, extra point. I love that guy. Everything he's in, he steals every scene he's in. He's fantastic. I wish he was more in this movie. There's even a scene he has with this Wall Street guy in a car. I think it's the first time we're actually introduced to him. But I'm like, oh shit! And he like beats the shit out of him in the car. I was like, yeah, love me some Jon Bernthal. Ben
Yeah,
Affleck. Oh yeah.
didn't you say you never finished fucking Punisher though?
I did not finish Punisher. I need to finish Punisher. I need to get on.
Dude, yeah, man. That's the
That's like his
role he
show.
was born to play, dude.
I definitely need to go back and watch that. Yeah, I don't know. It was okay. I wanted to like it more than I actually did. I like the director, I guess Warrior, out of the list of movies you watch. No, I watched The Way Back. The Way Back was pretty good. The Way Back, interestingly enough, was the last movie I saw before COVID. It's another Ben Affleck sports drama that was really good. But yeah, today I was coming in with like a 6.2, so I'm not as high as you are. It was okay. Definitely not a bad movie, but wasn't as thrilling as maybe I wanted it to be. I probably would have felt fallen asleep if I, because sometimes I watch movies in the morning before we were recording. I haven't done that in a while, but I feel like if I would have done that this morning, I probably would have fallen asleep. It is a little slow, like you said. There's not a lot of action in it.
I watched it this morning. I didn't fall asleep.
So yeah, six
I
point
came
two.
close, but I
Yeah.
did enjoy it. Would you say 6.2?
Yeah, 6.2.
6.2, 7.7. That's a big variance here. We got a big variance
Yeah.
here. It doesn't happen very often anymore. All right, so go check it out. It's on Netflix. See where you fall on the scale. Closer to the sixes or
Almost
the
eight,
eights.
yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. As always, love having you. Check us out on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Also on Apple Music and Spotify. Yeah, we couldn't do it without you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Until the next Vs, peace.
Peace.